As is often the case, there's some deep connection between the first reading and the gospel. The first reading is the key section of this chapter in Romans about Abraham. Abraham did not doubt God's promise in unbelief. Now, what did he have to go on? The word of God. He was old, his wife was old, they had no children, and the promise is that he was going to be the father of an uncountable multitude. Now, what did he have to go on? His faith, that's all. God said it, and that's enough. That's enough. And he was fully convinced that what God had promised, he was also able to do. And that is why it was credited to him as righteousness. But it was not for him alone that it was written, it was credited to him. It was also for us, to whom it will be credited, who believe in the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, the one who was handed over for our transgressions and raised for our justification. Now, our Lord, his advice and parable is from a whole other dimension of life. What do we do here? How do we live? How do we eat? How do we get clothes? How do we make it? You see? And this fellow who said, you know, you're an important figure in the community. Tell my brother, give me my share of the inheritance. And Jesus, the Son of God, says, friend, who appointed me your judge and arbitrator? The Son of God. And then he told this story. Now, the heart of it is take care to guard against all greed. Now, the word in the text is pleonexia, which means the desire always to have more. Pleo, it comes from the read more, and exia, have more. Now, why do we do that? Because we don't have faith. You want to take an example from the other end of the spectrum, look at St. Francis. He even took off his robe and walked away naked. Nothing. And he lived that way. He lived that way. God told him, I'll take care of you. And that was it. And he was so careful not to give in to the tiniest little, well, you know, God said he'd take care of me, but, you know, what, an extra loaf of bread around wouldn't hurt, I guess. You see, no, God's going to take care of me. And so you can see why in other places this pleonexia is called idolatry. Because it's worshiping something besides God and making something else your absolute. Security. Well, security for us is a bank account. For the ancients, it was land. Now, they're smarter than we are. The bank account goes up and down with the stock market and the land doesn't. It's there. But if we look at our lives, the desire to have more, you can see it. What would drive a man who is a multi-billionaire to want more money? And sometimes to get it by dishonest means. What would he possibly do with all this money? I mean, even if he spent, you know, $1,000 a minute, it would take him more time than he has life to spend all his billions. What's he going to do with it? And money is a very funny thing, you know. In the old days, we just used to barter. You know, if you want these pies, it'll cost you a bushel of carrots or something. That was all tangible. And then we started with silver and gold, which was worth exactly what it was worth. And the money changers would, they had a stone there, a basalt stone. They would rub it and watch to see what color it turned out to be. And then they could tell what the quality was. It was hard, real stuff. Nowadays, it's all paper. It says on there still, you bring this to the government and they will give you $1 worth of silver. Go try it. That thing right now, they probably give you 3 cents if they give you anything. It's paper. So we're all living in this total world of unreality and we're gathering it in. And then we'll be safe. Even Hitler saw this. He wanted to make the basis for the rate of exchange oil. This is real. You know, for every Deutschmark, you can have a pint of oil or whatever. Something. So it even makes our greed sillier than most. Especially if we're only gathering money. But the heart of it is, do we really believe God or not? That if we give our lives to Him, He will take care of us. And He'll take care of us. He knows we have to eat. He made us. He made us with the need to eat. And to have clothes and a house. And to money for our kids. And a little bit to go on a vacation once in a while. By the way, most of the world never has a vacation. They don't have one. How could a guy, a farmer, in Ethiopia, take a vacation? Who'd wash his stuff? So I think the challenge today is not just in material things, but in our whole life, to confide it to God and say, God, my Lord, I trust You. I do trust You. I don't want to be somebody who's always looking for more. Because then the next thing, maybe that will make me safe. You make me safe. And I'm going to put all my trust in You.